Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie Torres-Hittad, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, Vera Eagley. Hello.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
And if you're watching this, you already see this lovely person on our, I don't know if it's your right or your left, depending how you're seeing this. I'm so fortunate to call her not just a colleague, but a good friend. We've known each other now for years. She's on the East Coast or on the West Coast, but there's nothing but love from both sides. welcome, Jen Hentville, for being back on our podcast. I want to say you've been on it. This is probably your third time.
I think so. That sounds about right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it just shows that we love what you do. What you do is great. And we're obviously honoring you because, well, we love celebrating amazing women. And we wanted to kick off just starting. Tell us a little about Financially Strong Latina that's coming up and, you know, just kind of what you've been up to since we last spoke, I think, 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh, it's been a bit. So Financially Strong Latina, it's a virtual event that I started back. This is going to be the third year. So about 3 years ago when you were in the initial event, Natalie, one of our speakers, you were phenomenal. And it started out of pre-pandemic, I wanted to have a in-person event, not a full-fledged conference, but just like a morning, afternoon type thing. I had the event planner, I had the venue, I had the date. It was all set to do. It was September 2020. I can't remember the exact date, but we were going to, you know, it was just going to be a podcast-related event. And then the pandemic happened, but I still wanted to have an event. And so therefore, that eventually led to Financially Strong Latina, where I really wanted to serve our Latina community. And it was a lot. I've had such great feedback, especially from that first event. The feedback was like, oh my gosh, there's never been anything like this for us. So it was just such great feedback, such great energy. And year after year continues to be. Last year, I had one lady, she's about my, probably a little older. And she, testament of this event, she shared with me that she came to the event with basically like a checking account. And then after event, not only did she open like a savings account, but she started investing. She started doing all these things as a result of just that ese empuje, you know, a little bit of a push from the event. And so that's just a testament of what the event does. Like, it's not going to teach you from A to Z of finances, but it gives you that push, enough push to take that next step or the next few steps to mm-hmm. improve your financial life and become financially strong. So
that's amazing. And I love hearing those stories because I think this is why we do what we do. Exactly. I would like to hear your take on, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want that magic formula, like the seven steps to. And you just said that, like, the events that we put together, it's an impulse, it's inspiration. But how do you handle that? I'm sure you get some feedback like, oh, I wish that somebody could just, like, you know, give me the blueprint. What's right. your response to that? And how do you handle it?
I just go by surveying the audience, what they want to learn. And from there, I just have to make the decision, okay, because they want to learn about budgeting. And I always ask them, please be as specific as possible. But sometimes that doesn't happen. So then I have to look at, okay, who are the speakers? What are their, you know, what is their strength? What do they like speaking about? What have we not covered? And just kind of get a pulse of what's going on around, you know, in the U.S. and what I've heard, you know, what I've seen on social media, just the commentary. Is it commentary? I always say it.
You got it. Anyways. And we'll correct you. We won't correct you the way. Well, you're good.
I say words so weird sometimes that I'm just like Ethernet. I don't know. Anyway, it's a pulse check and a gut check. And I just go from there.
That's great. And, you know, there's no shame in the Spanglish. We get what, you know, what you're doing. For those who don't know who Jen is,
she's Spanglish. She's it's just made up pronunciations.
It's the words that come up from too many languages, right? She's known for having her podcast, her Dinero Matters, and, you know, creating content the way she is now is just wonderful because she is inspiring other Latinos, Latinx in the community to, you know, like she said, saving money and that kind of stuff. For you, because you're now doing these, like you said, this is the third annual virtual event. Is there any tips that you'd like to share with us or those in the audience that are watching this or listening, like things that you wish you would have done differently with the virtual, or they're like, oh, this was such a helpful thing? Because I know there's still a lot of people putting on their very first virtual event.
It's always a learning curve, for sure. First event we did, the first two events, we did three different sessions, three different days. That was a ton of work, but I had a commitment to my sponsor. So I follow the rule. I follow what I set out to do, you know, my promise. This year we are doing things different. So the three different days, three different sessions, because I was just trying to provide as much value as possible. They went well. It's just what I noticed the first day, everybody's energized. Well, the next session was not till next week. So what happens? People get busy, you know, work busy, life happens. Maybe they wanted to come, or maybe they were just tired coming home from work. Who knows? So this year, what we're doing, we're basically testing, is we're doing the normal kickoff event. And then because of Zoom fatigue, we're doing little small sessions that we're going to be sending them to them every single week. A couple of videos of our speakers where I'm having conversations in 10 minutes or less. And we just get to the nitty gritty of that topic. And with the hopes that they watch the full video, we're going to have incentives for watching, for filling out the workbook, and just doing everything possible. Are they going to complete everything? Who knows? But we're going to do everything possible for them to get through all the videos, or pick several, make sure that they really get excited and share what they're learning. So it's just, you know, in terms of doing something different, I'm just learning and applying and testing something else, and just, you know, hoping that it works better. We always try to improve. I'm fortunate to have a great team that helps me and supports me. But yeah, it's just about just applying something else, trying something new, and kind of go with the flow of the times too. Because yeah, I'm noticing how much less of an attention span I have when it comes to even virtual events. I'm cognizant of that as well.
And I think these bite-sized things that you're doing are great, because even with the podcast, like, I love that we do 20 minutes. And when we go, maybe because we're talking about something a little more important, or like our season back, we do 26 minutes. We're like, oh no, it's over 20 minutes, you know, but it's like one episode, because you do just need bite-sized. Sometimes you're cleaning the kitchen, putting the kids to bed, doing whatever it is that you're doing. You're at work. You only have like a 30-minute break. And to just get that little impulse in a bite-sized form is great. It is difficult and sad that our attention spans are what they are. But it's also just like, you know, we get to decide what we want to put our focus on. And it's great that you're doing this, because if all of us creators latched on to the outcome, we would not do what we do, because we can't dictate what the end person is gonna, you know, whether or not they're gonna consume what we're trying to educate them on. So I love the approach. I think you're actually gonna have a lot of success with it. But I wanted to ask you, you also have a podcast, right? And I've listened to it, and I'd love for you to share, you know, what it is and what people can also learn from there.
Yeah. So the podcast is called Her Dinero Matters, but it wasn't always that way. I started my podcast back in 2015. And I think that was around probably when I met Natalie, somewhere in those years. And my podcast was Her Money Matters. So it was more of a broad audience. And several years into it, what I noticed was, when I was doing my podcast, I've always been proud to be Colombiana. I've always been proud about my culture. I was always talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, why am I not serving my community, knowing the wage gap that's happening, knowing that there's no, I mean, I knew Natalie, right? And that was probably, and a few other Latinas that were talking about money, right? And so I decided, you know, and doing some research and searching, I'm like, there's nothing. There's podcasts about money. At that time, when I started, there were definitely some podcasts. There wasn't a lot of podcasts towards women that was really targeting women, but there were money podcasts. And so then I'm like, okay, I felt like I served, did what I needed to do, but I needed to serve my community because of the different, you know, there was not a lot has changed since then, right? But at that time, back in 2018-ish, is when I started transitioning to really focus on our Latino community. There wasn't a lot. I can count probably not Natalie, myself, and a few others. And that was it. And when it comes to podcasts, there wasn't. there just wasn't. And then all of a sudden, I decided, you know, let's do Herdinero Matters. Let's focus. Let me just, you know, as proud as I am as being a Latina, I need to serve our community because we tend to listen. And the event was also a testament to that. We tend to listen to people who have related experiences, you know, look eyes and all of that. So that's essentially.
That's what I love about you, Jen. It's the that you've always had the heart for the community, for our gente. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because looking back, I think it was 2018 or 17. I can't remember exactly what year it was. You and I had this little cross country trip on the East Coast because, you know, we're doing a couple panels driving up to New York. And you and I were talking about the lack of conversations to have in a different language, like especially with our tías and our abuelas. And so I love that I got to be a little behind the scenes with you as we were going over like, how do we create this bilingual content? And she paved the way too. And I think that's wonderful to see women of color doing podcasting. And, you know, the fact that she's gotten a million downloads, she's definitely doing, she's an author. And it's all about supporting, you know, women, especially if possibly women of color, you know, those that usually have to overcome something. But you've definitely time and time again have proven yourself. And I love having that opportunity to always continue to work with you. And this is a completely free event, y'all. If you guys haven't been to one of her in the past, you know, this is something you do want to let people know that you can take advantage of it because she just puts it on really well. Before we end, I feel like our time with you always is too quick. that's the 20 minutes with us. But is there something that maybe you want to share or just a goal? We're towards the end of the year. It's kind of hard to even say that, right? But I love hearing kind of like maybe you putting something out there in the universe and we have you back on and you're like, guess what? It happened or this is in progress.
Oh, a goal listeners. For me. Well, I thought you meant it was like motivating.
Either way, whatever you prefer.
Okay. Well, I think for la gente, for the person listening to this, I think just reflect back on what you did this year and really celebrate what the progress. It doesn't matter how little progress you feel you made, but really celebrate that. I think we tend to forget as people, because everybody is, especially the U.S. is like, boom, 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 boom. You know, you're just on the go, on the go, on the go, that we tend to forget and acknowledge really what we did, the great things that we accomplished. And I think take a moment to just celebrate yourself, acknowledge that. That's going to give you the boost to keep going, whatever in your financial goals, whatever you have laid out. So I'd say take a moment to just celebrate yourself, and then just that will help you finish up the year strong for sure.
That's so true. It's so hard to do that. You forget even the little things like, oh, I cleaned the entire house today. My kids helped. My husband helped. Oh my God, we're successful, right? Like those little things can really amp you up for, hey, I saved this money. I paid off that card. I, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, because it's so hard to, even as a female, just to say, good job. You woke up today and you brushed your teeth. Good job. Yeah. That's all
you're just marking off things from the to-do list. And then if things aren't marked off, you're like, oh, I failed. No, you did not.
Yeah.
Maybe you put too much on your to-do list for that day. How about that?
Yeah, that's so true. I really appreciate you saying that because we really do have to give ourselves some hugs and praise. So Tell us, so we can put in the show notes, where can we find more information about the event, and also just rename your podcast and where people can find you on social.
Yes. So the event, you can go simply to financiallystronglatina.com, and registration opens on October 1st. To finding the podcast, you just search Her Dinero Matters, or you can go to my website, which is Jen Hemphill on social. I'm on just on Jen Hemphill, I think pretty much on all, but on, I think, Twitter or X. I think I have an extra L because I type too fast. That's the backstory of that one.
Funny that I love that you're just honest with it, because it happens. Sometimes like, is there something behind the L? And no, you know, it just happens. So keeping it real here on the podcast for sure. But check out her podcast, check out the site. And obviously, you know, I look forward to seeing all of you joining again this year.
And you're going to be in it, especially Natalie's going to be one of the speakers.
A little bias.
So that's more motivation.
Yes. Absolutely. And you know, and it's once again, you know, creating this, this content, creating these platforms that you've really made available for all of us. So I thank you. And we hope to have you again on our podcast, because I feel like we always learn something new, and it's always nice to hear these updates of, you know, women really doing it. So let's all be financially strong Latina. Woohoo. We'll see you guys on the next one.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 Minutes, and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.